Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Praise God. We're going to continue this morning in our series on the sunset of Saul and the sunrise of David. And as one of the songs stated, everything's about to change and shift for the better for God's people. But I want to revisit our portion of scripture on David and Goliath. I've entitled this message, Barrier Breakers. Barrier Breakers. And you know, from the beginning of the year, we've been adamant about bringing our words into apostolic and kingdom order. There's a language. Language determines boundaries and borders. In Africa, in a small region, there can be a number of different dialects. And it's like the dialect determines the boundary. You know, you could be around some people that speak another language that you're not familiar with, and they can be talking about you. And you just smile at them. Why? Because the language determines the boundary. So the language, I'll call it the language of heaven, not just speaking in tongues. That is a language from heaven, but the pure, what Zephaniah calls the pure language that God is giving his people in this last day. In other words, speaking the word of God consistently and only that which aligns itself with the word of God, and not an opinion or not something negative or not just being silent. You know, I remember doing a message entitled The Silence of the Lambs. And it's not time for the lambs to be silent. It's time for the Lion of Judah to roar. You know, John knew Jesus at the crucifixion, but he also met him after the crucifixion, the risen Savior. And he was crucified in weakness, but resurrected in strength. And see, we're the resurrection side of the cross. Amen. We die to ourselves, but in so doing, we come alive to the Lion of Judah. Amen. So it's time for the lion to roar. You know, some of us will remember, and some of you will remember me. I've talked about this years ago at different times, but when we talk about barrier breakers. Even today, we hear lots of sounds. There's so many voices, and you know, we understand. We're not ignorant of Satan's devices, but there are narratives that are trying to push us in a certain direction, trying to numb us down from being objective. You know, if you're too objective here, they cut you off. And they don't allow certain things to see. That's not a free society. That's not free speech. That's contrary to our Constitution. Can I get a real amen? Amen. And so we have to understand that. And see, if someone tells a lie long enough, there'll be a certain segment of people that will begin to embrace that. And how many times have we done that down through the years? But see, this is a year of awakening. And you know, once you're awakened to something, you stop taking the poison. Amen. So sound barriers. We are dealing today with many sound barriers. Jesus told his disciples the first thing about the end of the times and his coming, let no man deceive you. There are so many frequencies that are released today that are deceptive, that are delusionary, that are purposed to cause you to error, or to limit you, or to inhibit you, or to block you, or to take your freedom, or most of all, to make you afraid. And when people get afraid, they'll do a lot of stuff. Yeah, they'll be the first in line when they're afraid. So we have to combat that. So it's up to us, the church, to become the barrier breakers. Amen. There's a time where we yield, but there's a time where you say, I'd much rather obey God than to obey man. And I pray that God give us discernment. Amen. Because we're not rebels. Amen. We just don't agree with darkness. Amen. We are the children of light. And we walk in the light. And we're not going to put a bushel over our light. Amen. We're going to keep decreeing what thus saith the Lord. Amen. And following and walking in the light. So there are barriers that we have to break. I want to take you back to the book of 1 Samuel and chapter number 17. And that in that chapter is the story of the battle between David and Goliath, okay? The giants. We face giants today. But what I want you to see in this story, well, let me first of all say there's a new sound. You know, if I had a dog whistle, I could blow it right here, and none of us would hear it, really. But if you had a dog in here, the dog's ears would go up. Why? Because his ears can catch that frequency. You know, we wouldn't necessarily hear it, but he would. Well, there are frequencies coming from heaven. And Holy Spirit on the inside of you, if you give him your ear. See, because there's a lot of frequencies that are coming on the earth here. And people are giving their ear to that. And the Lord says, take heed what you hear. In other words, don't just listen to everything. Take heed what you hear, what you listen to. Because he said, with what measure you meet, with the degree that you are listening to something, will be the measure that you meet or the measure that you receive. And so many in the church, in the body of Christ, from my observation, are listening to some things that have them afraid. That have them, amen, opting for science above faith. Amen. And I don't care how you slice it. The just don't walk by science. I know there's some science that is valuable, that is relevant, but there's some science don't make no sense science. Amen. But if they get you scared, it doesn't matter. It don't matter whether it's going to help me or not. Just give it to me. I get sick, I might die, give it to me anyway. What kind of reasoning is that? I would much rather step out of that box and say, you know what, I'm under the domain of the just, not because I'm so just, but he made me this way. He's justified me. And so the justified shall live by faith. So let me live by faith and see what God will do or what God won't do. Amen. How many are willing to trust God today? I'm talking about really trust God today. Well, if you're really willing to trust God, then you're going to be a barrier breaker. You're going to be a forerunner. You're going to break out of the pack. You're going to be that peculiar person. See, people are afraid to be peculiar now. They just want to blend in now. They want to hide out now. They don't want to be pointed at. But see, sound barriers. Back in the day, in the 60s, some of y'all weren't around then. But a lot of y'all were. And you remember when the sound barrier was broken, when it was first broken, when man finally developed a jet engine that could fly faster than sound. I remember I was in, I think, the third grade, maybe the fourth grade. It was a cloudy day, and I was walking home. I only lived a couple of blocks from the school, and school had let out, and all the children were going home. And I remember getting in front of my house, and you would hear this real loud, like shaking in the sky. It scared everybody. But what it was the sound barrier was being broken. A jet fighter got up to enough speed to where it broke the barrier. I was in Israel in the mid-90s, and we had opportunity to visit the Golan Heights, which is right on the border of Syria and Israel. And we were there. You could see where it said Golan Heights, and we could look over into Syria. And we were there, and as we looked to the south, we saw these two dots coming in the air. And as they approached, we could see they were MiG fighters. I think they were F-15s, two Israeli F-15s. Time they got close enough, you were looking at them, then all of a sudden, they were over here. They were gone. It's like, whoa, they were flying into Syria. And then maybe 5 seconds later, the sound came. They were flying faster than sound. I think they call it warp speed or something. They were out flying the sound. You see, if we indeed are going to become barrier breakers, there has to be something in you that will break through the sound that is trying to imprison you. Amen. Sometimes your speech has to change. You've accepted a certain identity. You've accepted a certain what people have said about you growing up. And you've accepted that. So you've allowed those words to imprison you. Your upbringing. You might have been brought up poor. That don't mean you have to stay poor. You might have been brought up in a broken home. Doesn't mean your home today has to be broken. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If you allow those words that they spoke to you, and sometimes they were well-meaning people, but just didn't know any better. Or in a moment of anger, they said something to you as you were small, and it cut you, so to speak, and you grew up with that stigma. As beautiful as you might be, you feel that you're ugly. Amen. Are you following me here? Because of something someone said, because they brought you into bondage through their words. So there are barriers there that have to be broken. Sometimes there are things that have happened to you in growing up, and it got into your head. Amen. Well, you got to get that out of your head and replace it with something that is real or true about you.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Now enrolling Synergy School of Tomorrow Junior College in St. Lucie County, grades 6 through 12. Synergy is a college preparatory and vocational school that offers students who graduate a high school diploma with the potential of earning an AA degree or vocational certifications in pre-med, technology, culinary, cosmetology, and more. Synergy Magnet is a proud partner of WCNO. Synergy School of Tomorrow accepts all state scholarships. For more information, check out synergymagnet.com or call 772-801-5522.